Always a pleasure to be joined by two learned gentlemen on a Friday morning. Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst, and he's back again on the Friday form. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Raymond was talking this morning about the light getting up. When you wake up these days, there's light in the mornings because the world's turned. We're facing a bit closer to the sun. Is that good for the grass? Are we going to get good racing on the weekend on the back of this grass growing?
Oh, you're asking the wrong man. I know the man. You've got to ask about grass and Tiff Tuff and TikTok and
Tiff Tuff.
Tiff Tuff. Now you're putting them together.
Tiff Tuff. Yeah. What a wonderful thing it is. It should be good tomorrow. We've had a good growing week.
Well, it's been a couple of good growing weeks.
That's
what I'm thinking.
The weather's not meant to be good, though, the next 24 hours or so, unfortunately. I just want to get in early. Sorry, Dino. Nick Quinn intrigues me.
Yeah, I'm with you here.
Well, Nick Quinn's with us from the tab. Welcome, Quinn.
Morning, all.
There's two things we need to talk this to him up about. Too. The beverage of choice. He never ceases to amaze.
There's been the energy drinks.
Yes.
That was a constant for a number of years.
Yes. Yeah.
Then he went to the big vessel of sort of soda water.
Soda water, yeah.
Best
yeah.
75 cents you'll spend a day.
And that was that was nearly hitting the roof how big the vessel was. Now he's gone the kombucha.
Yeah, trying to ease off the energy drinks. That's sort of like a nicotine patch for me.
So the kombucha is, what does that do for you?
It's apparently less bad for your system than those energy drinks I can share.
Really?
Doesn't taste good.
Do you disagree with that?
No, I absolutely agree with that, but that's from very much one extreme to the other.
It's horrendous stuff, that, isn't it?
No, it's all right. Which is good.
Oh, no.
Although you did make it, you would have loved this story, Dino. We were over across the road for a breakfast post show one day when we're allowed to move around the world, and our man got himself into a kombucha situation. He bought a bottle. And there was, I reckon you got through two sips, maybe?
Oh, I'm not sure. That much.
And then put it back on the table and said, nah, not for me. Not
really?
For me, yeah, man. He wasn't happy with it.
See, Scott Kearney goes just with the straight 1.25 litre bottle of Sprite, just drinks it straight out of the bottle.
And chocolate milk. He'll do the double, have Sprite in one hand and a big chocolate milk in the other. But David Van Dyke got
That's
me on
a long shift.
And David Van Dyke.
That's a long shift. It's true.
No, David Van Dyke got me onto these, and he's conquered every addiction, so he's tipped me into these, and they've been fantastic.
So, were you seriously addicted to energy drinks?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So, I know we've got... the other thing, too, is that how nervous are you? Because you have stated that if Marcus Bontempelli doesn't win the Brownlow, you're going to shave off your hair and eat it.
Yeah, eat some. I've actually conceded defeat. I don't think he got a kick after I put that tweet out there. And this is where I need Trent Langscale just by me 24/7 to stop me doing these silly things. But, yeah, he's really fallen off the radar a bit.
So when are you going to do it?
I'll do it after the Flemington Spring Carnival.
No, that's fair.
You've got to pay a price. No, mate.
Let's just say I've been instructed not to do it before the Flemington Spring Carnival.
Okay. I think that's fair. Dino, speaking of eating hair and eating things, so what would you have...
Kombucha.
Kombucha. What would you have on your birthday dinner menu if you were at the White House on?
I would have had maybe one and a half of the courses. It's just too much. Too much. The Parma and chips and...
The double whopper with bacon and cheese.
No, it would have got a miss.
I went for a walk in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Don't forget the scones with a lot of jam and cream.
And what have you done this morning?
Well, it was a bit of a setback.
Yes.
Because Nick's come in with the Waller's treats. Mm. Now, they're just too good. I was going to have a healthy day, but I've seen those treats.
By 7 o'clock, you're done.
He sat there, and his shoulders dropped, and then I've never seen a man get out of the studio quick enough at the 7 o'clock news.
Oh, that's so good.
There's that great saying, win the morning, win the day. Oh, I don't think we've won the morning. I think we're in trouble, Dino. So we better win tomorrow at Caulfield for Group 1 Racing. And for first-time listeners to the Friday Form, welcome, by the way. But what we give you a chance to do is just narrow the focus a bit with the quaddy legs, with Dino's expertise. He'll also give us a bit of value out there for the Ramaruffi and the world-famous Formula Bet, which you can register for at the website, rsn.net.au, and have Dino invest on your behalf. The greatest system in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned, is also part of the action today. Queenie will give us his best all up through the morning as well at the end. So let's get look looking at the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow. It's race number 16 at Caulfield. There are 13 going around. And number 3, Anavisto, second up for the price, Kent Junior Yard. Johnny Allen in the saddle, $2.60 at tab.com.au. Is that fair?
I think that is fair, Daniel. It's a very tough quaddy, and this is the race we've got to... Unfortunately, the first leg, I usually like to try and load that up so we've got a bit in our favour, but I think hopefully after the first leg we'll still be alive with Anavisto. I think she's the one to beat. Her first up run was very good. The horse that beat her was Turath, who won the Group 2 Letzalope Stakes last Saturday. And in that race, she gave Turath 3.5 kilos and all but ran her down. And Turath had the race fitness on her side. So I think certainly the one to beat. I think we're going to throw in Aruffy in Miss In Between, who was the Ram Aruffy a few weeks back and didn't have a lot of luck. Ran well. She's often been placed out of her grade. I think this is a suitable grade for her to run well. And the other one I'm putting in is the Adelaide Visitor Ecumenical, because she is an absolute beauty and ran well first up in winning in Adelaide. And we've seen her in Melbourne before. Last spring, she had very little luck in the series through to the 1,000 guineas, so she can run well first up. But I think at 1,400 from a good draw, Anavisto has to be the one to beat.
All right, Anavisto, all the roads there for Dino out of the good draw. Sounds like a pretty good form line to me. Quinny, what's the market saying?
She hits the market at $2.50 in from $2.60. Ecumenical's been a firmer as well, $6.50 into six, back to $6.50. And the other runner that Dino mentioned there for the quaddy, number 10, Miss In Between, currently 30 for the win, $7 the place. Boy. So hopefully can run a good race there. Dino with Anavisto does look like one of the more popular favourites on the program. Should punters snap up the $2.50 now? Do you think that's about right, or do you think the horse might firm as the day gets closer?
Look, I think I can't see many absolute standout favourites on the program, so I think they'll gravitate to her pretty strongly. When you look at that form line, when you look at how the race sets up, she's probably got Galgani leading from barrier 3, and Johnny Allen can either sit outside the lead, or if a horse like Need New Friends comes across from out wide, he sits in the 1-1. So I think not only has she got the best form line, she's probably going to get the favours in the run as well.
Alrighty, that's the assessment of race number 6, the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow, the Foresight for Living Legends Benchmark 90 mares, 4-year-old and up affair over the 1,400 metres. Rama, your job around here is to just recap the numbers for us. Can you do that for the first leg, please?
3-10-5.
3-10-5. Pretty straightforward in the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg is the MRC Foundation Cup, Dino. A Group 3 affair over the 2,000 metres, and we've got a full field of 16 going around tomorrow. And Nonconformist for Graham Begg. Geordie Childs in the saddle is favourite at tab.com.au in a fairly open market. $4.40 the favourite.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Daniel, the brevity of numbers ends in the first leg. We've got plenty of numbers going forward. Rammer's got plenty to do in the next few races. I'm going to go with one at odds here in Ahmad. I think this horse is a bit of a star. He didn't race for a couple of years, and he was early favourite for the 2019 Melbourne Cup off the back of a win in the Belmont Gold Cup in the US over 2 mile. And we didn't see him for nearly 2 years. He ran fourth and a really good and bit unlucky fourth in the Easter Cup. And then he won really well at Flemington before a spell. I just think he's a bit of a chance in a race like the Melbourne Cup going forward. And I think first up at 2,000 metres is a great trip for him. And just at the odds, in a really even race, I think he's got a great chance. But I'm giving really good chances to Delphi, number 4, who I thought ran well. Only had the second run for the Freedman Stable and ran well at Caulfield. Will be fitter. 11 Nonconformist. This is third up, 2,000 metres, as it was in the spring when he won the Coogee Handicap at this track and distance. And he's trying to get himself into the Caulfield Cup because this is the golden ticket into the Caulfield Cup. I think he'll run well. I think 15, Charlie Rose. She's another one that's probably trying to get into the feature races, and her first up run was good. And I think Barrier 2 is a great draw for her to race close to the speed, but I'm giving little chances to 2, Angel of Truth. But, gee, it's getting on now between wins. He was a ATC Derby winner, and you'd love to have one of those, but it was 897 days ago. He's got some hope, and I think Chapada, he ran really well in this race last year, and I thought he ran okay at weight for age first up. He'll be fitter for that run. So, yeah, we're going far and wide and a bit of value as well.
Far and wide's okay with me. A bit of value. How much value? Maybe 20?
$16 for Dino's on top selection. Ahmad, who's currently $34 for the Melbourne Cup. Nonconformist heads the market at $4.40. Charlie Rose at $5.50. Angel of Truth at $7 in from $9.50. Ahmad, with the Melbourne Cup, Dino, do you think it's worth specking that $34, or do you think that's about right?
Bit of both. No, I think he's going to... I think he will shorten. I think he's, if he stays sound and in the form we saw earlier in the year with a lightweight in the Melbourne Cup, I think he's a bit of a player. He's got to qualify, but that's part of it. I think he's going well enough.
Just as a teaser, Dino, will we look elsewhere for a Rama Ruffy? Just as maybe something...
Yes, we will.
Oh!
It won't be as good... I will say it won't be quite as good odds, but I did want to include a few extra races for you.
There you go. There we go.
So we've had a $34 chance in the quaddy and a $16 chance on top, neither are the Rama Ruffy.
And there's another Rama Ruffy around the corner.
In the second leg, you're nearly going to get $2 a place in all those selections as well, each way, all day.
So the gift that keeps on giving is even thinking about adding other races for us on a Friday. This is magnificent. Rama, can you please go through those numbers for the second leg again?
6, 4, 11. 5, 2, and 7.
6, 4, 11, 5, 2, 7. All right, let's get to the feature event of the card. Race number 8. The third leg of the quaddie. It's the Ned Sir Rupert Clark Stakes. $1 million, if you don't mind. $1 million. Yes, you've got to put your finger in your mouth as you say it, Rama. Dr. Evil style. And we've got a full 16 going around. And Bo Rossa. Will Clark has come across from Adelaide with his galloper. Linda Meach back in the saddle doing awesome things. And Bo Rossa's favourite at $4.40 at tab.com.au. Dino, is Bo Rossa in your numbers?
Oh, he certainly is, Daniel. He's a great chance. This is always a fascinating race because you've got the established class runners and they've always got plenty of weight. And then you've got the good Group 3, you know, trying to become Group 1 horses with the lightweights. And this is just about a perfect meeting of them because there's so many good 1400 metre horses that actually like Caulfield, and so there's plenty to like about the race. And then all the class horses have come up with great barrier draws. The three favourites have drawn barriers 1, 2, and 3, so I don't think that's a disadvantage to any of them. So it makes for a great race. I just think Probabil's the best horse in the race. She won a futurity here at Group 1 weight for age, beating Behemoth. And I thought that was a pretty comprehensive win. Behemoth's a very good horse, obviously, at Caulfield as well, having won this race last year in the Memsie for the past 2 years. So what a double that would be to win the Memsie twice and then the Rupert Clark twice. So he's certainly there. The one that I think's the best of the lightweights, and I'm putting it in for second, is Dice Roll. I think... His first three wins in Australia are outstanding, all at 1400. Then his two defeats were at 1600 in slower run races, and I don't think he adapted to that tempo that well. Whereas this race will be run at a really strong speed. You've got lightweight horses taking their chances, likes of Buffalo River, Groundswell, Poland, Azar, Streets of Avalon. Bo Rossa will hold its spot from Barrier 1. So all of a sudden, you get the sort of speed that Dice Roll will love. And I think he'll blend into the race and look the winner at some stage. And he may well win. But I'm going with Probabil to beat Dice Roll. But chances to Behemoth, definitely. Bo Rossa, definitely. And the other two I'd consider Groundswell. He's a Caulfield Guineas place getter. He's always been up in the weights for the last 12 months. All of a sudden, he's got 52 kilos in a race that he can run well in. And the Freemans have done this before with like a horse like Santa Ana Lane winning this race with a lightweight. And the other one I would include, if he gets a start, and that's the big if, is the first emergency on Thunderstruck, who is a real X factor. He comes through winter and you'd say, well, maybe that form is not good enough. But a recent trial at Caulfield was absolutely off the charts, so I would think that that's the reason he's been nominated for this race, and I'm very wary of him. But I'm going with Probabil.
All righty, Quinny, there's a bit of discussion on that one, and so there should be for a Group 1 event and feature. What's the market say?
Probabil's been $5 into 480, the second elect at that quote. Bo Rossa, a 460 favourite. Then we've got Behemoth, 550. The first emergency, I'm Thunderstruck at 8, and Sierra Sue, an $11 chance. Dino, with I'm Thunderstruck. He's such a beautiful, big, striding horse. His two defeats, though, in his career have both been at Caulfield. Do you think that's just circumstantial, or do you think the track is a little bit of a worry?
The first time he was too inexperienced, and he got into a very fast race too early, and the second time was the total opposite. It was a leader's track, and he tried to make ground out wide, and I do think he's a better Flemington horse, but he got round the valley okay, and I just think it has been circumstance a little bit.
What do you make of number 6, Buffalo River, first up tomorrow?
I see you've tipped him.
Jeez, I thought I've got it past half. I'm safe here.
Look, he's going okay. He's trialled okay. I think he's a really good, you know, middle of the road Group 2, Group 3 horse. Whether he can maintain that strong gallop, because he likes to run along and he's going to have mates with him, that would be my query.
So quick.
He's very so quick, sharp.
Nothing gets past Dino.
Very sharp, our man, Dino. Okay, all right. So that's the market. That's the update from Dino for the Group 1 Rupert Clark Stakes tomorrow over the 1,400 metres. It's the third leg of the quaddie. Please, Ramek, can I have the numbers?
2, 14, 1, 5, 8, and 17.
2, 14, 1, 5, 8. There is a protest. Well, this is controversial. This is absolutely controversial. Protest off the SMS. 7 SMSs have just come through saying you read the wrong numbers in the second leg of the quaddie. Dino, I'm going to go to you first. What are your second leg numbers, please?
I've got a bad feeling I've texted them incorrectly to my man.
So, what do you mean? Private text between you two.
Hey, we're very close, Dino and I.
What are the numbers for the second leg,
yeah,
please?
It is my error. It's actually my handwriting that I. That's a bad error by me. They are 6, 4, 11, 15, not 5, which was where I got wrong. 2 and 7. So my apologies.
It was Rammer's fault. Don't worry.
My fault. I'll take it.
That's why they put rubbers on pencils.
That's why people make mistakes. On pencils.
So what was the runner we accidentally put in? Do we leave that runner in now? Because we know what happens if we take it out.
Nice order.
It's got to go in.
He's not a bad horse. I can't do that.
Oh. Good. I love it. Love that. Strong. He knew what horse he was talking about. It was a wrong number. That happens. So protest is upheld. we'll get Johnny Henry to give us the latest dividends for that shortly.
The amended numbers.
The amended numbers. Protest upheld for the second leg. So those numbers again, 6, 4, 11, 15.
15.
2 and 7. Don't even think that 5 exists. Just pretend it's not even racing.
Gone. Wasn't even spoken about.
Righto. All right. So we're good. So good pick up off the SMS.
Yeah, well done.
One job, Rammer, is the feedback coming through.
Fair. Fair.
I'm backing my man here. but I will.
22 past 7, we're 3 legs down, but we need the last leg to make the cash come in, and that's what we'll be hoping to do after this, the Rammer Ruffy in the Formula Bet not too far away. Changing the mood, 25 past 7 on a Friday morning. Great to have your company, middle of the Friday form. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab. And I can see a real high five sort of punch the air action.
Scott Kahn.
Good, Dina.
Kids in the kitchen.
Yes.
Can I tell you a story about this, Daniel?
I love your stories.
So, their other song that was a big hit, and this.
Yes.
Was when it was recorded. They used the Peninsula School Choir in one of the songs. And I was a prefect at Peninsula, and I was in charge of taking the choir to the recording session. So I saw this recorded.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did they do the recording?
It was in St Kilda.
Right, okay. And you led the choir to be a part of this?
I didn't sing. Don't.
No. Well, of course
I just made sure their ties were straight and things like that for the film clip, so...
Well, there you go. Dean Lester has a place in not just the racing heartland, the sporting heartland of Australia, but the musical heartland as well. Scotty Kahn's having a birthday today, Dino, your man, who you have no doubt would have high-fived you along the way, vocalist with Kids in the Kitchen. This song was top 10, Change of Mood, in 1983. 4 top 20 hits locally, but this was one of the big ones. He's having a birthday today, Dino. How old is your mate Scott?
Oh, he's So we were actually there for Current Stand was the song that the choir sang in.
It was 1985.
1985, year 11, just year 12. That's it. That's the better song.
There we go. Craig's on the button.
You might nearly hear the choir in the background.
I think he could go belt it out a bit harder than that. I think he's holding back a little bit there.
Scotty?
Yeah.
Righto.
He does. In the last chorus, he does.
He goes berserk later.
Yeah.
He goes berserk. When the kids really get involved, he goes berserk.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a significant day for him, Daniel. I'm going 60.
60 for Scotty Khan. Rammer?
Yeah, I'll go unders. I'll go 59.
59. Quinny, you always go the unders.
Yeah, I was going to go 55, so I'll stick with that.
5, Whitey?
57
for Whitey. I can tell you that you are all in the window. I don't think we've ever had that.
Is that possible?
Yep. My word of this. My word of this. But he is today 57. Whitey! What a week.
It's been fantastic.
What a week it's been.
Wonderful.
Double bacon deluxe burgers, chicken parmas, scones and cream.
It's amazing what...
28 vanilla slices this morning for breakfast.
Birthday bulletin.
I'm buzzing.
Need a can of kombucha to top your morning off.
As I said off the text message, that's salad dressing. It's not a beverage.
Now, there's a lot of feedback coming through off the SMS. Well done, Whitey, on that victory. It's been a good week for you. About Dino texting Rama. There's no private text. He texts Joey, the producer, so he's got the numbers for us out the back. That's what he's got. So that's what he does.
I won't let Rama have my number.
No way.
Let's be honest.
I wouldn't either, Dino.
Let's be honest, Dino. Nobody texts Rama.
I don't even have a phone.
That's garbage. You cheat every day. Let's get to the last leg of the quaddy while we're here. Caulfield tomorrow, Group 1 Racing. The number 9, race number 9, is the last leg. 1,200 metres, the Ned's How Now Stakes. The Mares, Group 3, 4-year-olds and up, Dino. And there are 14 going around. And Bella Nipotina for the Mayor Eustace camp with Sue Williams in the saddle is favourite in a very open market. 550 at tab.com.au.
Oh, yeah, it's a very open market, Daniel. Very open race.
You sound a bit stressed about this one, Dino.
Oh, if you've got this far, you're not sort of counting the money, that's for sure. I'm going to tip Geist down from Sydney. We've seen her here before in Melbourne. She's a talented mare, and I think her two runs this time in have been terrific. She's a bit of a backmarker. She'll need a bit of luck, need a bit of D. Oliver magic, but I'm going with her without any great confidence. Bella Nipotina was a touch unlucky last start, got badly held up when she needed momentum. Express Pass beat her by a couple of lengths, but I think she should have gone very close. She's got a very good chance. Chassis put in an unbelievable run last start, second to Probabile. You've just got to take it on face value that she's going well. She won three starts back. She was close up two starts back, had a freshen up, and then just ran the race of her life and seems to really like Caulfield. So I'm giving her a chance. La Mexicana. Be interesting if we get that little bit of rain. I think that's all she needs is just a little bit of fire out of the track, and she improves enormously. She's got some hope, and I'm giving little chances to Seven Bonds Abroad, who's trolled up really nicely, and even 14 Smoke and Vell. We've seen her in Melbourne before, and she's not far off the pace at this sort of grade. She's only won the one race, but she is a talent. She's big odds, and I wouldn't want her knocking me out of the quaddie. I think she'll be running on late, but I'm leaning to Geist, but a very tough race.
All right, tough race, tough way to finish. Quinny, what are the punters saying?
Bella Nipotina has been the best backed runner here. 550 and rock solid at that quote. Geist is currently an $8 chance, but some of the runners we've got in the quaddy here include Smoke and Val, who's at $21, and Bonds Abroad, who's at $51. So plenty of value there for the quaddy. Dino, we've left out the third elect Night Raid. What's the little concern there?
I think she's a better horse second up. She's trialled quite well, and she's definitely got a chance, but I think if she wins tomorrow, it's a bonus. I think she really hits the mark second up. So that's what I'll be watching for with her.
And with La Mexicana, has been heavily back two runs back this campaign. You made a case where she can certainly be in the finish if the rain comes. Do you think punters will stick with it? Do you think she'll be the one that is backed again? Or after probably being a little bit costly at two outings this preparation, punters might abandon her third time in?
Oh, there's a few little things. They put a tongue tie on her first time. She might have had added fitness. As I said, the rain may come. And by later in the day at Caulfield, often running on down the centre, and that's where she's going to be, it might be a good play. So I think she'll be well in the market. And, I don't think there'll be any drift on her or any real knock on her. She's just now just got to go and win another race.
All right, sounds like there's some value in it tomorrow if we can get the quaddie with Dino's numbers. What are the last league numbers, please, Remo?
9, 3, 6, 4, 7, 14.
Now, you're not going to believe this. There's some feedback coming through from our listeners again.
I can imagine where this is going today.
Now, what about poor old Gaz in Perth, who listens to us and loves us? And it's great to have Gaz.
Gets up early.
Gaz gets up very early for this, makes a special effort. And we spoke about him last week. He texted in a couple of weeks ago, I reckon it was, where he did his knee. In the Kimberleys and the waterfall. So he's come back. He says, you're not going to believe this half. It gets worse. I was doing a balancing act on the crutches out in the back fridge, grabbing some ice to top up the game ready machine that's now helping with the grade 2 torn hamstring I caught while going to the loo during the week. The plane would be giving Big Dog's Twisted Jewels a run for its money, he says. So he's poor old Big Dog's been implicated in this. Are there any chance of the numbers again, says Gaz. So we better get them for Gaz. Lads, I missed the quaddie. This is from Joe. As I was putting the house on night's order in race 7, it's a bit of feedback there. Hi, guys. This is Gav the Greenskeeper. Can I have Dino's numbers again, please? I'm a perfectionist, unlike Cole the Curator. They just scribble those two. And now I have scribbles all over my page. This is from Justin. Hi, guys. Missed the quaddy numbers as people kept ringing me, asking me how I got Peter Volandis to change his mind about the Melbourne Storm game time. Justin Rodsky, that's from. Gentlemen, can you please repeat the quaddy numbers? I'm just recovering from a heart attack after hearing the great man's birthday bonanza meals yesterday. That's from Jenny Craig. And then this one, half, I was teaching a 232-centimetre Chinaman to play full forward whilst wok-frying Quinny's hair for my birthday dinner and missed the quaddy numbers. Can you please get Rama to read them out again, says Juppy in Bendigo. So there's a lot of stressed people at the moment, yes, Rama, that don't have the numbers. Can you go through them again?
Race 6, 3, 10 and 5. Race 7, 6, 4, 11, 15, 2 and 7.
Yes, good work.
Race 8, 2, 14, 1, 5, 8, and 17. Race 9, 9, 3, 6, 4, 7, and 14.
Righto. They are your official quaddy numbers tomorrow for Caulfield on the Friday form with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn. Dino, what about a formula bet for one of our punters? How can you help us this week?
Gee, I hope Gaz, with all of his bad luck of late, didn't get RSI writing all those numbers down. Dale Hooper of Pakenham is our contestant. And for Dale, we're having $40 to win race 1, number 4, Heller. $40 to win race 6, number 3, Anavisto. $40 the all up of the pair. Race 1, number 4, into race 6, number 3, for Dale Hooper of Pakenham.
All right, 1-4-6-3 for Dale. Quinny, what's it come to, please?
Well, Anavisto's actually firm since Dino tipped it on air. 250 into 240. So we've got Heller now a $3.90 chance. Anavisto at 240. The all up comes to 936 pre-multiplier.
936. Good luck to you, Dale. Hope it goes. Gangbusters for you. I'm going to read this one from Adam in Caulfield too. It's, hey, half. Sorry, I've been trapped in a synagogue all week and only just got out. Can you please repeat the quaddy number? So hopefully Adam got the numbers for us.
The one above IGA. Yeah.
I thought that might have been him on the roof. What do we need now? Do we need the Rammer Ruffy?
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. The perfect balance of power and refinement. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger.
Yes, we love the Kia Stinger. Vroom. That's how it sounds on the road. We had our $16 on top selection. It's not the Ruffy, Dino. Where have you gone, Dino?
Well, this isn't as long a price, Daniel, but there's a little bit of method in my madness, hopefully. In race 2, number 3, William Thomas, who at the moment is only a field of 8. If you back him now, and even if there's a scratching because of the way the fixed odds work, we still get paid for third if he happens to run a place. So I think he'll go very close to winning. First run for Lindsay Smith. He actually won this race 2 years ago, ran third in it last year. I think first run for the new stable, William Thomas for me, race 2, number 3.
Race 2, number 3, William Thomas, Quinny. What's that come to, please?
Currently $10 the win, $260 the place. So, Dino, it sounds like that $260 on offer is especially appealing. If you were to spend $10 on the horse, how would you sort of stake it?
4 by 6.
That's exactly what I'll do.
Righto, 4x6 for race 2, number 3, $10.260 for the Rammer Ruffy. Getting involved, that gives us 1, 2, that gives us 6 races of the 9.
Lovely.
Rammer covered. That's what, and he's gone
no
above and
beyond. No football tomorrow. Lovely day.
It's going to be a good day to sit on the couch and make it happen. Ram, Dino, you've got Hamish coming up later on with Gareth Hall and RSN Central. What's on the offer today?
Only appropriate because, we've got Hamish on the show and he's got a big night Sunday night. We're going to relive some great Brownlow moments. We've also got heartbreaking players missing out on grand finals, sort of with the bit of the Nathan Jones theme there, and Rupert Clark's stakes memories as well. So plenty on between 10:30 and whenever we finish. Depending on how many dog races there are at Healesville.
Sounds like you're in for a big morning and a big weekend as well, Dino. Great to have you with us on a Friday. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst with us on the Friday Form. Quinny, what's your best this week, please?
Chris Waller has won the George Main Stakes 5 of the last 6 years. He's got 4 in the race this year, and I'd be extremely confident, very elegant, we'll get the job done. Take the double there with Anavisto at Caulfield, and it'll be happy days. It was 5.72 when the paper went to print yesterday. It's trimmed up a little since then. Hopefully, we'll be winning.
So Caulfield 6.3 into Randwick 7.7.
Bang.
Bang. Take the money and run, says Quinny, who's been hot to trot of recent times. We'll touch base with you a little bit later on.
Went 0 from 2 last week. Thank you, though, for the wrap.
Give you a pump up. Nick Quinn with us from the Tab. Dino, the world's greatest form analyst on the Friday Form.